My name is Dr. Karen Schultz. I'm a pediatric pulmonologist at Cook Children's. Today I'm going to be talking about asthma. Asthma is an inflammatory process that happens in the lungs that causes swelling and increased mucus down in your lungs, so it makes it harder to breathe. An asthma flare-up occurs when someone is exposed to a trigger of their asthma, that muscles around their airways actually squeeze down and make it even more difficult for people to breathe. They can also get more mucus and more swelling in their lungs, which also make it harder. People have different triggers for their asthma. The most common ones tend to be viral infections, weather changes, and exposure to certain allergens. Allergens could include cats, pollen, grass, mold. Another big trigger is exposure to smoke. Asthma happens in people who have a genetic predisposition, who then have the right trigger to start their asthma flaring at the right time. Depending on the age, asthma can be diagnosed in different ways. In very young children and toddlers, it is diagnosed based on their symptoms and what the physician hears on examination. So kids that have recurrent wheezing are diagnosed with asthma. In older kids, usually at least 5 years of age and up, lung function testing can be done to help determine asthma severity. Common starting symptoms of an asthma flare often are just cough. Sometimes families can start seeing the kiddos breathe harder and faster, and sometimes they can actually hear them wheeze, but often the wheezing can only be heard by a physician. If they start noticing that their child is breathing very rapidly, if they're sucking their air in above their sternum or in between their ribs, then those are signs that they're really struggling to breathe and somebody needs to take a look at them. Asthma is treated with inhaled medications generally. The most common medication we use is albuterol, which helps relax the muscles that tighten down around the airways. However, this will not prevent asthma attacks. In order to prevent asthma attacks, patients are often placed on inhaled steroids to help control the swelling and mucus in their lungs so that they can breathe easier. Asthma is monitored mainly by symptoms. Your physician may ask about how often you are using your rescue inhaler or your albuterol to help better determine whether your asthma is under good control or not. The best way to control your child's asthma is to take the medications as your physician prescribes on a regular basis. Many people will think that their children's asthma is under good control and they'll stop their medications, and that's when they start having more flares of their asthma. Everyone with asthma should have an asthma action plan. It will list out your child's medications and what to do when they start having symptoms. It will tell you what to do when they have mild symptoms or more severe symptoms, and should direct you to the appropriate healthcare resource should they start having more difficulty. When children and adults use inhalers for their asthma, they are more effective if they use a spacer, which is generally a clear plastic tube with a mouthpiece that helps the medicine get deposited into your lungs rather than it stuck on your tongue if you just puff your inhaler in your mouth. If your child is having an asthma attack that's difficult to get under control, you can try doing extra either albuterol treatments or extra puffs of your albuterol. If you are needing more than 3 extra treatments in a day, then you need to contact your physician. Exposure to secondhand smoke is a big issue for kids with asthma. Not only can it be a trigger for an asthma flare, but it can also keep your child's asthma from ever getting under control in the first place. Any parent who has a child with asthma should not smoke. Even smoking outside exposes your child to some smoke particles and can still keep their asthma out of control. If you would like more information about asthma, there is an asthma education course provided at Cook Children's. You can log on to Cook Children's at www.cookchildrens.org and search for asthma education.